Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Bikurim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Ches. The Torah clearly states when it comes to Bikurim, Besamta Bateni, you have to put it into a basket. Bikurim requires a keli. Sagt der Mishnah Hashirim, the rich people, Mevi'im Bikurayim, they brought their Bikurim, Bikolosa Shel Kesef Vishel Zav, in baskets of silver and gold. Says about Tanura Kupais Mitsupais Kesev Vizab. In other words, the baskets were coated with silver and gold. Yuanim, the poor people, Mavi and Isim would bring them. Besali Nitsorim Shel Arava Klufa. Besali in baskets of willow branches that were peeled. Freshly Soil explains they look nicer that way when you peeled off the bark. And of course, this was a lot cheaper than the gold and the silver. Zakta Mishnah Vasalim Vahabikurim, both the baskets, and we're talking about the poor baskets, the poor people baskets, and the Bikurim, the Tanu L'Kohanim, were given to the Kohanim. The rich people, whoever, took back their silver and gold baskets. Is that fair? Well, some people used to say, Nebuch, the poor people, Basar Anya Azla in Yusa. That's from the Gemara Masechtas Bava Kamma. The poor people could only afford these poor baskets. They gave it to the Kohanim, and the Kohanim kept them. The rich people that come with the gold and the silver, they get it back. So it's like, when a person is poor, the poverty kind of follows him. But Lamai says, so why is it this way? So the Sifri explains, the poor people don't have much fruit, so we want the matana to be a distinguished matana, b'kavadika matana. So the basket with the fruit together, okay. Some say it goes more with a din of bittul, because the baskets are so cheap, it kind of becomes bittul to the bikurim. It's like part of the bikurim. Mashenkein, the very expensive baskets are separate things. They were never meant to become part of the bikurim. The Malbim explains that the poor people were very careful. They worked very hard on these baskets, and they made sure it should be tahar. They weaved them b'tahara. So it was a special schus. It was like considered to be part of the carbon. The rich people didn't sit down to make their baskets, their gold and silver baskets, or, you know, cover it with the gold and silver. They would buy it ready-made. They would just go into a silver store. Imagine in those days, just like there's a, today, big silver stores that sell Hanukkah menorahs and bechers for a chassan, right? They sold baskets for bikurim. So you went in and you bought one. It didn't have that same chashivas. They weren't zaycha. It should be part of the carbon, explains the Malbim, that goes to the kohanim. It's only what the Aniyim worked on. The Chedushei Arim says Pshat is like this. When the poor people did their best, and they were mamish, meiser, nefesh themselves, to physically even make the baskets, and they brought it to the Kehanim, and the Kehanim saw the Mesiris Nefesh of the poor people, they said, look, give me that poor basket. No more poverty for you. The basket represented poverty, so the Kehanim took it away from them. And they were mispal, from now on you should be zaycha to Ashiris. Mashenkin, the Ashirim, weren't zaycha to such a tefillah from the Kohanim.